Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As disasters go, the deadly flooding in Kenya didn't make the international radar screen of emergencies. Right now you're asking, what deadly flooding? Brittany Tedesco is the Africa Director of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions. She says aside from 200 deaths,
close to 150,000 people have lost their homes, they're displaced, and almost 14,000 acres of farmland has been destroyed, crops ruined, animals drowned.
The Christian Aid Assisted Kenya Evangelism Team needs help with food, shelter, bedding, and clean water. You can pray, give, or go. We've got ways to connect on all three at our website. Next, since Syria's civil war began over 2 years ago, reports from this region mostly center on death and destruction. But today, we've got a change of pace. Operation Mobilization says the gospel is making headway. Churches they're helping report a growing hunger for Christ among Syrians from Muslim backgrounds. Some say Jesus is the only positive thing in their children's lives. Pray that as Syrians find Christ, they'll accept him as Savior. And college kids are using their summer for the kingdom of God. Ashley Marble with Buckner International says there's something special about this generation.
They really care about issues in this world, whether that's bellies that are hungry or souls that are lost.
32 students are serving in 7 countries with Buckner's Project Go this year.
They get to spend a month working with children, doing vacation Bible school, helping in our community transformation center.
Pray many will see Christ through Project Go teams this summer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. You can get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.